Business owners know every missed call is money left on the table. For $15 a month, get a dedicated business number with OpenPhone. You can manage calls, assign conversations, send auto replies, and skip voicemail with OpenPhone's AI agent that captures leads 24/7. Join over 60,000 businesses using OpenPhone. Get 20% off at openphone.com/odyssey. They'll even port your existing numbers for free. openphone.com/odyssey. OpenPhone. No missed calls. No missed customers.
Ripping it with Ryan coming up top of the hour so we get back to the Oriole talk in a big way as the Birds sweep the doubleheader from the Mets. They're back. Now we're buying, not selling. I mean, it's like insanity. We're living in bizarro world. They get swept by the Marlins. They fire Elias. They win three in a row, trade for Dylan Cease, get rid of Jackson Holliday to do so. You get the drill, everyone. But let's talk some Merrill from TerrapinTimes.com. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome back to the show Dave LaMonaco. Dave, what's happening?
Not much, Bob. How are you, my man?
I'm hanging in there. Before we get to hoops, and there's a lot to get to there, even though it's July, Emmanuel, and I'm going to try this by myself, Ahia Nako? Offensive lineman from Bethesda. Did I get it right?
You're close enough.
Committed to Oregon. Did it on right. Pat McAfee, and he, along with Ely, were going to be this, hey, we're coming as a package deal. We're going to save the day, et cetera, et cetera. And he goes to Oregon. Maryland apparently wasn't even in his list of finalists. So talk about him as a player, because they're going to face him now with the Ducks. But what does this mean for Ely moving forward?
Stuff goes all over the place with these guys. I mean, Bob, you know the drill at Maryland. I mean, a lot of these top recruits, they'll get a couple of them, but they use Maryland as a leverage ploy to maybe, and now they can use it to maybe get money out of other schools. And Ely's saying all the right things. He's the five-star defensive end, for people that don't know, at St. Francis that committed to Maryland a few months ago. Has been steadfast in his commitment, shut down his recruitment. Okay, that's all well and good. We'll see if that actually sticks. When the Oregons, Auburns of the world, Alabama start throwing around the money, we'll see if he sticks. Our gut is that he won't, and that he'll eventually flip as well. We'll see. Ihinako, however you say it, Georgetown prep kid, they rarely, some of those high-end D.C. schools, a lot of, you know, you don't send kids there to go to a school like Maryland a lot of times. And they've had trouble getting kids out of those schools. They just got their first kid out of Gonzaga in years. So he's a Georgetown prep guy. He reminds me, I've seen him play, very similar to what Jonathan Ogden was back in the day when he was at St. Albans in D.C. So, you know, Oregon's getting a pretty good one. Was not interested in what Maryland really was selling the last couple of months. I mean, he had them in there initially, but really wasn't buying what they were selling of late. We kind of wrote him off a little while ago. So that's good for Oregon. He'll probably stick with them. And we'll see if Ely ends up sticking. Our gut is right now is that he'll eventually matriculate to the highest bidder. But, you know, you never know.
All right, we'll circle back to football in a second, but let's get to hoops. Buzz Williams has filled everything out with his staff. I mean, it's literally an entirely new staff, new roster, new coach. So as we look at Maryland basketball on July 11th compared to where they were, say, on April 11th, Dave, how much more optimistic are we that, hey, this isn't going to be a rebuild, let's suck for a couple of years. This is a team that might be ready to be scary here in 2025, 2026.
Yeah. I think we talked about this the last time I was on. I like the makeup of the team. You know, you've got it's a hard-nosed, physical team. They're going to play defense. They're going to run for 40 minutes. Super athletic, super tough. Might struggle to score a little bit if Darius Adams is the one guy that can shoot. He's a freshman, so we'll see if that translates. Maybe not reaching the 70-80 point mark every night, but if you can win games in the 50s and 60s by playing tough defense, then a win's a win, and you'll take it. And I kind of like where they're at. I mean, Michigan State sort of did that a year ago, and they were at the top of the Big Ten. I don't expect Maryland to be there, but they could challenge for a tournament spot. I really that's pretty good. A first year head coach getting 14 scholarship players in here, a lot of some solid transfers and some good recruits come in like the Adams kid and Pharrell Payne from TAMU. They could easily be a, I think, what do they have? A Lunardi has them like a 10 seed early.
Yeah.
I could definitely see them. Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, Katz has them in the top 40 among the teams nationally. Dave LaMonaco, TerrapinTimes.com, joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. You mentioned recruiting. How's 2026 looking for Buzz Williams? I know he's nipping at the heels of a lot of the heavy hitters here.
Yeah, yeah, he's going after they are recruiting nationally, which is really good to see. I like that. Maryland should be able to recruit nationally. It should be a top 20 program. It was a top 20 program. Went down a little bit there, but Buzz is certainly going after the top guys nationally. And you know, you're not going to get them all. Some of them are going to go to Dukes, or you know, people that have a ton of money. But he's going to get a couple of them. I mean, he got Adams last year, this year coming in. So there's a lot of 2026 kids that they're hot on the trail of. The one local kid that we like is Anthony Brown. He's a point guard out of Carroll, down in D.C. And he's a four-star kid that they really like. He's a true point guard, and he might be the next recruit to come on board. Anthony Brown out of Carroll.
All right.
To watch.
All right, Dave. Jim Smith is in as the AD. He hired his associate athletic director. So not only turnover with the basketball program for the men in the power structure of the Maryland Athletic Department. So give us an idea. Diana Sabow, I apologize, Diana, if you're listening here, but she's got Big Ten experience. She's coming from Utah State. I mean, how has this been retooled, understanding that the major thing they need to do is generate some dough?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Her, and then they brought in the assistant guy, Jim LeBou, who's a Maryland guy, which is always good. You got to have a guy that's a Maryland alum that sort of knows the landscape. So, those two serving as the assistants of Jim Smith these are really quality hires from you know, the people we've talked to. This is the first time in 20 some years that they have a real athletic department that's focused on just building everything up and doing it the right way. They're go-getters, they're high-energy people, Smith, Diana, Joe, they're cleaning house. I mean, their heads are rolling, and they're going to continue to roll, and that's the way it had to be. It was, you know, you got Damon Evans and a bunch of carpetbaggers in there that were basically hiding in a bubble and stealing money, and now you've got people that are really pushing this thing forward and are trying to raise the profile of the athletic department. Diana is very high energy. She has experience in the Big Ten. She was at Ohio State before she went to Utah State. Like I said, she's a go-getter, and she's going to be she's going to be working in marketing. She's going to be working with the individual teams, and she's going to be promoting. And that's sort of what you need. And then Joe LeBou, the other assistant that came in, he's going to be sort of doing the same kind of thing, but he knows the landscape just because he's a Maryland alum, which, like I said, it's always good to have that.
Hi, I'm Darina, co-founder of OpenPhone. My dad is a business owner, and growing up, he always kept his ringtone super loud so he'd never miss a customer call. OpenPhone gives your team business phone numbers to call and text all in one shared workspace, and our AI agent answers 24/7 so you never miss a customer. Over 60,000 businesses use OpenPhone. Get 20% off at openphone.com/odyssey. OpenPhone. No missed calls, no missed customers.
Dave, it seems like a lot of Ohio State ties. And if that continues, probably the top Ohio State assistant might end up being the football coach eventually.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah. Yeah, Loxley continues to be on thin ice, so we'll see what happens here with that, unless there's a 180-degree turnaround, and recruiting isn't looking great right now, so we'll see what happens. But, yeah, they could be looking for a new coach in a few months here. So, yeah, there's not a better school in the Big Ten to emulate than Ohio State. So if they're going to do that, then they might not get to that level, but it's a good school to emulate for sure.
Dave, looking at this football team, the Terps, where's the hope? Where's the strength?
In terms of this coming fall or
yes,
in the future?
No, this coming fall.
Oh, geez, man. Is there one?
Uh-oh.
I was hoping you were going to ask me for the future. Oh, man, this coming fall, oh, man, maybe – they got some. I guess they got some quality transfers in the defense. I guess. I mean, it might be a trying year, Vinny.
What are you projecting? What are you projecting, Dave?
Oh man, I don't know. Four wins, maybe, because the schedule's, and that's because the schedule's easy, or on paper it's easier. They don't have to face a lot of the heavy hitters this year, again. So they got really lucky with that. Loxley should be thanking the Big Ten gods for that. They might, because they might be able to beat the Rutgerses of the world and squeak out three or four wins. But if they had to face harder teams, they could be in for a Purdue-like year. Like last year. So, it's just, I like the potential. Like, I love Malik Washington. I think he's great, but you start a true freshman against Big Ten competition, he's going to get fried. So it might be a bit of a rebuilding year. They got some transfer, but you never know what happens with the transfers. You never know how they're going to fit. So, I think they have one guy that was on Phil Steele's, preseason all-conference team, and he was a tight end that hasn't even played a snap here, Dorian Fleming from Georgia State, and he's the only guy that made one of the preseason all-conference teams, a tight end from Georgia State. So that kind of tells you what the projection is. Now, obviously, they're not going to look at their conjecture. They're going to say, like, hey, we don't care what the media says. We're going to do it. And they should. That's what they should do. But compared to some of the other schools, this could be a kind of a trying year.
Hey, nobody was talking about Ty Felton a year ago at this time. We also what happened with him. I'm reaching. By the way, Northern Illinois is not going to be easy, and Shinnick's going to have Towson fired up. So just get through that three unscathed where you have the lumps you're taking in the Big Ten. I'm all full of doom and gloom. He's Dave LaMonica, TerrapinTimes.com. Dave, always appreciate the time. Have a great weekend. We'll catch up with you soon.
Thanks, Dave.
Appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
There's Dave, everyone. We'll come back, go to the fun house, Dolan McGraw, and then Ripping It with Ryan takes over at 12 o'clock. We'll talk about those Orioles. Now we got people just in 24 hours. Instead of selling and trading everyone, now some people want the Orioles to buy. Hey, beating the Marlins is not going to be an easy task starting tonight.
Hi, I'm Darina, co-founder of OpenPhone. My dad is a business owner, and growing up, he always kept his ringtone super loud so he'd never miss a customer call. OpenPhone gives your team business phone numbers to call and text all in one shared workspace, and our AI agent answers 24/7 so you never miss a customer. Over 60,000 businesses use OpenPhone. Get 20% off at openphone.com/odyssey. OpenPhone. No missed calls, no missed customers.